Did I mention the Osmonds by any chance? See, there's people swooning even as we speak. That's the great thing about the Osmonds. I have Jay Osmond with me. Jay, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm very well, my friend. It is lovely to have you here today.
Thank you. I was thinking, when you're playing that song, Puppy Love, I was just thinking of... that was the same year that Crazy Horses came out.
I know.
Now, how different is that, the genres?
Completely
the different.
Different.
Well, that's the thing about the Osmonds. You know, you yeah. can't pigeonhole us because when we were on the Andy Williams show many, many years ago, we learned all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And that's why we were known as the variety act of show business. And so we went from One Bad Apple, Double Love, and Yo-Yo to Crazy Horses and Puppy Love and then Long-Haired Lover. I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing.
What amazed me was, when I think about it now, and I was one of the people watching you guys on the telly, may I say, we're a similar age, and you look very well, my friend.
Oh,
very well.
You do too.
No,
we're about the same age.
We both got the eyes done, so we can be complimentary to each other. I remember the Andy Williams show on the TV, and the Osmonds were an integral part of that. Like, he was very good at the promotion of you guys.
Yes.
It was a very important thing. And then, of course, you shot to a phenomenal success. Like, when we think about the success of the Osmonds, I found my CD at home.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, the very best of. An Osmond Mania, and I've just tweeted a picture of it, and it's in the West End in London. And, like, the photographs, the mayhem that you guys caused.
It was a...
Mainly you, Jay.
Well, I don't know, but we weren't ready for that. We had just a record or two, and then we came over to the UK at first, and then it was like, it was amazing. It was surreal, actually.
Yeah.
And this musical that I'm putting out, coming out in March, talks about all the different things that happened to our lives, you know, where actually Walt Disney discovered us, and it came from there all the way through Andy Williams. And
how then did he get to see a show or something?
We had an interview with Walt Disney, and
wow.
we sang it at his... the musical explains how it all happened.
What age would you have been now?
I was 6 years old at that time. Yeah. Yeah.
Crikey.
And so he put us on TV shows and we'd walk around the park singing. And then Andy Williams' father saw us. And then we went on the Andy Williams show after that for 9 years.
Yeah.
And then the 70s hit. That's the whirlwind, I call it.
The whirlwind.
Yeah. And it's where... we thank goodness for good parents, and we were a tight family where we went through all kinds of situations and obstacles and ups and downs, and I wanted people to understand who the Osmonds were from my view. This is my story about you know,
yeah,
the musical.
Your take on your family.
Exactly.
And because we need to remember the fact, and it's very important, this is a family. This is not just a group.
Yes.
And groups break up all the time and
that's
stuff.
Right.
But this is blood. This is very important.
And another thing is, this musical is not a documentary or a concert or even a tribute show. It's a it's a painting about my life as I saw it. And from my eyes, my family go through all kinds of situations. And it's really a first-class, nostalgic, fun time musical. That's what it really is.
Just want to let people know, it starts on the 22nd of March, running until the 26th of March at the Bord Gáis. Now, you wrote it, but tell me about you've got these five guys.
Oh, I handpicked each one of them. And not only did I handpick the brothers, but my parents and all the people who play.
Yeah.
That had a role in my life. You'll also see some little guys that play us when we're little. They are funny. Oh, and they're good. They're really good. And it's so fun when people come up to you and they say, you know, you took me back in time when I was 15 years old.
That's what it is.
And I think it's also, there are a lot of younger people there too. So it's a show for everyone. And the younger people come up and say, I'm just discovering who you are. And and I love your music and the stories behind it. You know, what I've tried to do with this musical is put like 30 songs in there with 50 years of show business and into 2 hours.
Crikey.
It's fast paced.
That is something else. Now, listen, you know what I found? Somebody robbed my crazy horses. But look, MGM singles.
But where did you find those?
They're mine. Okay. They're mine. Puppy Love.
You actually got those when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my
heavens. You see? And I kept them. See, I'm an only child. Nobody gets the stuff.
Oh, that's
until good, I'm dead, nobody gets it. But MGM, you were on a major label. You were traveling the world. You were in the midst of... But it is mania we're talking about here. So the show, obviously, is to capture the sense of what that must have been like.
Exactly.
It must have been tough as well, though, because you were working hard, you guys.
We were very disciplined, and work was our ethic. Persistence and determination was my father's. If you want something, you persist, and you're determined to do it. And the musical shows that the ups and downs of that and how it affected each of us as a family and individually. But a lot of people have asked, and one of the main reasons I put this musical together is that we've had so many questions, people curious about our family. You know, why did you do what you did?
Sure.
And what caused you to stay together? And how did you pull, and how did you stay together during those rough times too? And that, so the show really explains that. And then when people leave, my goal was to have them feel lifted and a feeling of joy and forgiveness and hope.
Yes.
And that's really what I'm seeing. And the reviews are all about that. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, it's just fun to get back to the theater, too.
Well, exactly. That's the other thing, too. And people are bursting to go to something like this.
It's
a show like this is going to lift people.
Exactly.
I have to talk to you about Crazy Horse. Right?
Okay.
Like this was your moment, right?
Yeah.
When you saw it.
Yeah.
It was completely different. And I remember the great excitement when it came out, because it kind of tore shreds off so much of what I imagined.
Right.
And suddenly you became this other act. You put up like a rock band. It was
That's
crazy,
right.
Literally crazy. And you're the main singer on this.
That's right. And there is a part in the musical where it talks about how we had a little bit of a split there, because Donnie became Donnie, and then we were his background singers, and then the brothers were this rock band. And so there were really two bands out there.
Yes.
And then Donnie and Marie came about, and then Jimmy came from left field and came into
long-haired
Liverpool. So how do you pigeonhole that?
Yes.
How do you put us in a category? And so that's why I think the longevity of the family, and plus our wonderful fans out there. We have had the most... My mother, at the very beginning of our career, instilled a love for the fans, and she really became their mother.
That's
their mom, and father.
And she instilled that in you.
She instilled that love. So we came very close to our fans, and to this day.
But you see, the Osmonds, when we think about it, and I had the good fortune to be in the States a few years ago in Las Vegas, and the Donny Marie show was on.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
And this is many years after the 70s, clearly.
I'm going to
go
right.
Like a few years. My point being that the name Osmond continues to be a crowd puller, that people love the idea of the band, the brothers, your sister. You know what I mean? So it has that appeal. which hasn't really disappeared at all.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm grateful for that, that our name has carried on and the music has continued on, and when people, I want people to go to this play knowing that they're going to see some sides of the Osmonds they've never seen.
Okay.
They're going to see stories that how is this song connected to that, and so I tried to interweave those stories in the musical, but mainly it'll show you that of a family that stayed together,
yes,
and in a tight situation and tough stuff, and yet come out with it. Even when we were at our lowest, we were at our highest.
Can I ask,
as a family.
Are you still tight? Are you still good?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The other night, Donnie sends me a note. He says, I not only have faith in this project, Jay, but I have faith in you. And I, you know, it's those little positives we send to each other. Like Merrill, my brother Merrill says, I'm proud of you, Jay, for doing, you know, these little thoughts and messages we send to each other as brothers. And
which is vitally important. Isn't it interesting? Here you are at the Borgosh from the 22nd of March to the 26th with the Osmonds new musical that you've written. And your brother Donnie was in London over Christmas.
Yes.
That's fantastic. See, we're going to play Crazy Horses. I have to play it.
Oh, I love it.
I have to play it now. It is. Now, move back from the radio, lads, just in case. Because this comes in like a rock. I love that song so much. I've always loved it.
Thank you.
But that's because I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer.
Yeah.
And you're a drummer.
I knew we had something in common here.
That's what it is.
But all we brothers played all that and also performed it.
But that was probably a surprise to people, too, because they probably didn't think you'd be able to play it, you see?
No, because we were known as a boy band.
Yeah.
Actually, the first boy band. And so we came through that through One Bad Apple, Yo-Yo, Lazy River. And then we started writing our own songs.
That's right.
And then we wrote the Plan album, and then which is my favorite one. I was so proud of my brothers. And the guys who play me,
yes,
and Wayne and Alan, and my brothers, that's, from my eyes, I can see my brothers because I handpicked these guys.
Well, it's vital that they're able to be you.
Unbelievable.
For the couple of hours on stage, and you're in the Borgosh from the 22nd of March. Are you then? Are you touring off around here in the UK?
I'll be every show at the Borgosh. I love to talk to the people there, I love to see the show being launched and the success and people standing up they're happy and they're crying and they're laughing and they're it's just really an emotional fun.
Well, I'm
show.
Looking forward to it. I'm going to be there. Bring me drumsticks in case somebody's sick.
Yes, exactly.
One final thing I have to ask you about the dancing that goes on.
Yes.
Is that true? That you're Chuck Norris was your instructor.
I
thought that was a spoof.
Oh, no, no. Elvis actually got us started into the white jumpsuit look.
That's right.
And then he turned us over to Chuck Norris, who put karate into our act, who became a good friend of ours. And so you'll see us as we evolve in this musical, how that the dancing evolved too.
Gotcha.
And the movement and all of that comes to life. And it's just the energy there.
But you're the template for all the boy bands that followed.
Well, Michael Jackson told us many years ago, he says that when he watched us on the Andy Williams show, that he says, you guys really, there was a rival, a little bit of us,
sure.
Back in the United
the
States.
Jackson 5.
Yeah. And he said, you win. And I go, what do you mean? He said, well, you're the first boy band. We watched you, so.
But it's true. That's who you were. Oh. So and when we had a boy band here called Boyzone, the first song they did was Love Me For A Reason.
Oh, I love that. When they covered our record, I thought, they did a good job covering that.
But doesn't it show you? That it was your song that they took to be the one to launch them.
And I felt honored that they would choose that song.
Listen, your joy, I know you have to be elsewhere, but I just want to say thank you for coming in, Jay.
Thank you.
A real pleasure to meet an Osmond at last.
Well, you're fun to talk to.
I've no
You've been doing this quite a while.
I have a bit. Do I look like I'm
here? No, but I was looking, you're doing everything like an octopus. I mean, you're doing this and that and this. Yeah, that's the drummer in you.
Because you're used to hitting things.
Yeah, because normally people have people do that for them.
I have very few. There's only two or three of them.
I can't believe that.
It's a very tight operation and very cheap.
And you're very good.
I'm going to see you in March.
I hope so.
I'm going to be there.
It'll be fun.
That's right. That's 22nd of March, lads, till the 26th, Borgosh Energy Theatre. Love Me For A Reason. I have to play it. Of course. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
I think they go off again now. Here they go. I'm just a little old fashioned. What a lovely man. That's Jay Osmond coming in to tell us all about the show, the Osmonds' new musical, Borgosh Energy Theatre, Tuesday, 22nd of March, until Saturday, 26th. That'll be great fun.